Even when your reality shouts impossible, true faith clings to God's promises and praises Him before the answer ever comes. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I hope you're having a great day. We are continuing in our Abraham series, I guess you might say, and it's been a great series where we are diving into the life of Abraham. Today is Hope Against Hope, and if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, place in that Washington Defender huddle. And if you are a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. All right, so go back and read Genesis 11 to 25, and that will give you the history of Abraham. So let's check it out. In hope against hope, he believed so that he might become a father of many nations according to that which has been spoken. So shall your descendants be. So I look at this, I'm like, in hope against hope, what in the world does that mean? So let's go back to a number of verses, translations, ESV. In hope, he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations. New King James, who contrary to hope, in hope believed so that he might become the father of many nations. Now, I don't know about you, but both of those just kind of confuse me even more. But let's try the New Living. Even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping, believing that he would become the father of many nations, for God had said that that's how many descendants you will have. So basically, we see that there's this level of hope, and even there was no reason for the hope, he still hoped. Let's see if that's accurate with the next verse. In hope against hope, he believes that he might become the father of many nations according to that which has been spoken, so shall your descendants be. So without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deeds and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet, with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God Almighty, and being fully assured that what God had promised, he was able to perform. So here's the hope against hope. You can have a reality check without becoming weak in faith. He contemplated his own body and Sarah's womb as good as dead. But he says, I see it. I'm a realist. I have a reality check. I understand I'm being realistic. You know, I'm 100 years old. Her womb is dead. So that is not being in unbelief. Yet, with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief. So he says, I look at my present reality, my present situation with real lens. I cannot bear a son. Yet, I still have belief that God is able to do it. This really does apply to us, doesn't it, today? But grew strong in faith, giving glory to God. So not only did he grow in his faith, but he started giving glory to God prior to the action taking place. What does that mean? God, I thank you that you're going to make this work out. God, I thank you that you're going to find a way for Sarah's womb to become productive and my loins to become productive once again. He was fully assured that what God had promised, he was able to perform. Wow. How does that apply to you today? Is there something that you're going after today that God has spoke into your heart and you know that you know that you know that God's word has said, hey, that person needs to come to Christ, or that action you need to take, and you just know it, even though your present reality says everything contrary. Here's my hope for you today. Believe in God. Let's go over to Hebrews chapter 11 and just look at Abraham's faith. It says, by faith, Abraham believed. Start over. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. So his faith journey began when he believed he heard God's voice to go out and find a new land. And he went out not knowing where he was going. Isn't that just like God sending us out where we don't know? By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land. Isn't this like heaven? We have a promised land of heaven, but we don't even know what it is. to live in a land of promise as in a foreign land. It's somewhere we don't even know where we're going, except we call it heaven. We live in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. So Isaac and Jacob are heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. Wow. Are you looking forward to that city? That city in heaven whose foundations and whose designer and builder is God? That is going to be amazing. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. God is faithful. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven and as many of the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on earth. That's what we are. That's why we're not accepted by a lot. We're strange and we're exiles. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Is that in your heart today? To desire a better country, a heavenly country? Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared them for a city. Let's go back to Abraham. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promise was in the act of offering up his son, of whom it was said, through Isaac shall your offspring be named. So here God does a miracle, gives him a son, Isaac, and God's like, offer it back to me. He considered that God was able to raise him from the dead. So verse 19, a key, I don't know how to say it, get a tattoo, write it down, whatever it takes, indicator. Abraham believed in the resurrection. He believed that if he slayed his son, that God would raise him from the dead. How is that possible? Abraham was preached the gospel beforehand because he knew that the Gentiles would come in through his seed. So from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. So Isaac was received back to a certain degree. That was to represent the gospel message. By faith, Isaac invoked future blessings of Jacob on Esau. By faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, bowing in worship over the head of his staff. By faith, Joseph, at the end of his life, made mention of the Exodus. So we have so much in here, but here's what I'm hoping that you'll walk away with today. That we can understand Abraham's faith. That his faith is hope against hope. Now think about that for a second. His present reality said, you can't have kids. However, his knowledge of God Almighty, he stood strong, saying, God, you're able. And you may be looking at your present reality and thinking, God can't do this. God can't do that. God's not able. He's not able to restore this marriage. He's not able to bring those kids back. He's not able to do any of this stuff. And you're looking at the situation. It's impossible. And then you read God's word and you're like, wait a minute. God says he will. God is able. God will step in and move upon hearts and minds and lives. That God is active and taking those very actions that we have contemplated as good as dead. And he's saying, I can do it. Maybe it's your job that you're showing up to. You just think it's a dead end job. And God said for you to go. And you're trying to get joy once again in what you're doing. Remember the promises of God, that he is able. Are you working in hope against hope today? What has God promised to you? That's our public square application for the day. Believe that God can take the dead things of our life, resurrect them to new things in our life, so that we can walk out the promises of God in our life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. Lord, we come across impossible situations today, and we will come across impossible situations today. Give us hope not hope in our situations or our circumstances or things around us, but hope in your promises, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, that you will go before us in all things, that you will surround us, that we can live for the glory of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God, you are worthy of all our praise. You are worthy of all of our honor. You are worthy of all acknowledgement. So God, we give you this day and we say, Lord, have your way in our life. Have your way in our hearts. Have your way in our jobs, in our ministries, in our situations. God, give us a promise for today. Let us see beyond what we can see. God, help us not to want to go back to Egypt, back to bondage, back to slavery, but let us walk in the very newness of God today. God, we thank you so much for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.